Well, folks, I think maybe it's best we leave these two countrified lovebirds alone to deal with things in their own special down-home way. I'm almost certain this slight setback will only serve to bring these kissing cousins closer together in their rocky reptile-handling relationship. We'd really like to thank you for tuning in, and we hope you had fun puffing with Parley and all his redneck kin. Our cast included the overdubbing idiot as the voices of Parley, Buford, Billy Bob, and the ghost of Redneck Pig Boy, along with Uncle T-Bone as the voices of Parker, Wanda, and the Reverend Doolittle. All characters and events are completely fictional, as well as extremely stupid and imbecilic. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, is absolutely coincidental and also very unfortunate, since some of the characters are inbred, too. Puffin with Parley was written, directed, and produced by the Ostrich Brothers for Aspern Lube Industries, a division of the Cheese Jizz Company, makers of fine genital health products everywhere. Be sure to look for our wonderful creams, lubricants, and sauces in your grocer's meat case and in the toiletry aisle. And don't forget to tune in next time when we'll hear Parley say...
Hey, Parker! Who's that pretty girl over there with them legs that go up and make a fine ass of themselves?
Oh, that's old Butterface.
Butterface?
Yeah, everything looks good. Butterface.
Well, if you ever get back to Lick Skillet, we'll pass you Parley's bong and you take a big hit. Grab a handful of snakes and a sing-along song. Everybody puffing on Parley's bong. Puffing with Parley all of the time. Ain't nothing like a puffin' and it sure feels fine. A head full of smoke and the snakes entwine. Parley Jenkins is a real good friend of mine. I said, Parley Jenkins is a real good friend of mine.